Saturday, August 23rd, 2008, rally to support Sunshine Bells, responding to recent developments concerning former President Chen Shui-bian. Members of several civic groups yesterday called for the passage of Sunshine Bells to combat corruption by public officials. Participants at a colloquium sponsored by Taiwan think tank unanimously agreed that corruption by senior officials and public functionaries could be rooted out only by changing the governing systems, such as enactment of sunshine bills that would oblige senior officials and civil servants to account for their private assets. At the colloquium, Hong Yuhong, convener of the Constitution Reform Alliance, called for the legislature to enact a law at the next legislative session that would make it a crime for government officials to hold unaccounted for wealth. Under current circumstances, there will be no solid evidence to adequately prove that the huge amount of money that Chen's wife wired overseas were the gains of corruption committed by Chen during his tenures as president and Taipei mayor, Hong said. In the current legal environment, there is no way to charge Chen for corruption, he said, adding that the scandal would at best only affect public opinion of Chen's morals. Hong suggested the legislature enact a law that would make it a crime for government officials to hold unexplained wealth. The law should be retroactive, allowing all senior officials, sitting or retired, to be scrutinized in terms of possession of private assets, he said. If that law is put into force, Chen would unavoidably be found guilty and many figures from the Democratic Progressive Party and the Chinese Nationalist Party, KMT, could be indicted. Hong said, half of the politicians in the country would be downed by the law, consequently ushering in a new, clean, and competent government. He said, Gu Zhonghua, chairman of Citizen Congress Watch, urged the KMT-dominated legislature to pass the bill as soon as possible so that all government officials and public officials could be scrutinized by the same rules and criteria. Meanwhile, Xu Yongming, an executive director at Taiwan think tank, urged the public yesterday to take part in a demonstration being organized by the pro-independence Taiwan Society and other activists groups next Saturday. She called for the public to join the rally, saying that the march aimed at championing people's power in overseeing the government is neither pro-Chen nor anti-Chen. Chen and his wife, Wu Shuzhen, and Wu's elder brother, Wu Jingmao, were listed earlier this week as suspects in an alleged overseas money laundering case that have been barred from leaving the country. Kaohsiung Mayor Chen Ju said yesterday that she would participate in the demonstration. It is inappropriate for the public to label the demonstration as a pro-Chen Shui-bian event, she said.